Praise the Lord. It's working, right? Practice makes perfect. Learn by our mistakes. We say that the mistakes are a great help for us to go on. In all these years, we have seen that God is not afraid of our mistakes. But it's different if it's an evil heart, something that is evil and sin, unrighteousness, are not mistakes. That is a sickness. But when we've made mistakes, the Lord has shown us that it's a very good opportunity for us to learn. Which person or which example in the scriptures has not made any mistakes? We've all made mistakes. Even Paul made some pretty big mistakes. But he said he made it unknowingly. And God knows this. So when God appeared to him, this brother had a great turn. 180-degree turn. Praise the Lord. And I hope that the Lord would grant us all a pure heart. This doesn't mean that we're never going to make mistakes again. No. We'll continue to make mistakes. Probably. If you serve the Lord, praise the Lord, Philip, then you'll realize you will make mistakes. But that's okay. God will not wait until you are mistake-free that he could use you. Until then, you'll be a grandfather. Then God cannot use you by then, even if you are mistake-free. Yes, praise the Lord. Why am I telling you this? I want to encourage you to be bold, but to have a pure heart. Blessed are they who are of pure heart, for they shall see God. Praise the Lord. Surely the prophet Isaiah here had a pure heart for God's burden, just as Ezekiel and Daniel, even when they were young, even as when he was young, Daniel was pure, and he had purposed in his heart not to be defiled by the Babylonian things. They kept themselves pure. You know, such a heart is a heart that God treasures. For God is one that searches the hearts. It does not mean that we are perfect, no. It also doesn't mean that we don't make any more mistakes. But praise the Lord. Our heart is for him. We want to gain him, to know him more. And this is very important for us today. So we come back to this heavenly vision. If we see this, then we will also see that Isaiah is not perfect, but his heart was right before God. And through this heavenly appearing, when he saw this and saw the holiness and the glory of the Lord on the throne, there was a reaction. Woe is me, for I am undone. Yes, that was his reaction. I am undone. So then he really saw his inner condition. Probably before then he hadn't really realized what his condition was. He just saw that the people were fallen and rebelling. The first 4 or 5 chapters, that was God speaking, was showing God's judgment. And at this point, Isaiah had not yet seen his inner condition yet. You know, we don't know our own heart that well. And the more we grow in life, the more we will realize, oh Lord, save me. And therefore Hebrews said, he is able to save us to the uttermost, not everything all at once. That's impossible. It's impossible for the Lord to heal us once and for all in one shot. But the more we grow and the more we see, the more we will also realize what is still hidden in our heart. If we don't do this, we don't realize this, then the older you are, the harder it will be. Therefore, many of the older brothers, after a very long time, even though they have served the Lord already, have problems. And now we all need to learn, Lord, shine in my heart, search my heart. As the psalmist had written, and see if there be any wicked way in me, in my heart. Of course there are. Not if there are. What is meant is that which I do not know of yet. Yeah, what I don't know yet, what is hidden in me. The hidden sin and sickness. As Psalm 19 said, of hidden sins. Sometimes and often we don't see what is hidden in us. Even John and James, they thought they were fully for God. Lord, should we ask the Father to send down fire from heaven to devour all these people? What did the Lord say to them? Yes, do it. Yeah, that'll be a good experience for you. That's not what the Lord said. He said, you do not know what spirit is in you. And often we don't know. But luckily they didn't do it with a negative, a bad intent, an evil intent. Here we see that there is something hidden in us because we are not capable of seeing it yet right now. A lot of times the children don't know what is wrong or what is really in their hearts. But as they grow, then even spiritually, we also have the same experience. The more we grow, the more we are afraid, not of the others, but of ourselves. It's really true. We need to see this But if we have not learned now, then when we are older, we cannot learn it anymore. And that is too bad. And it's not good. Therefore, at this time, God, before he sent him out for his work, he had to show this. It was not so easy. God also had to wait for this specific work. He had to do something in this man, Isaiah. Yes, woe is me, for I am undone. So when Isaiah saw his condition, and then he went. Then his speaking and his service to the people is different than if he thought that he were qualified, that he was the prophet. I am sent from the highest, from the Almighty. I have been placed. Did you not realize this? I will never give up my work as a prophet. If Isaiah had gone with this attitude, then he did not represent God in the right way. It would have been impossible. How often do we see among the churches after such a long time that many have not represented God correctly? Yeah. And then created more damage. And therefore this heavenly vision is so necessary. Very, very necessary. Amen. Lord, open our eyes. As Isaiah saw you sitting on the throne and saw your holiness, may we also see you this way. Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Yep. If you go and you think you are higher and better than anyone else, you have a higher position, and you speak from the top down to those to whom you are preaching the gospel, then it is not good. It is not God's way. The Lord came down from the top, from the heavens, and he made himself equal to man. He lowered himself, became flesh, even to a slave. Even became a slave. He lowered himself more than a man. He became a slave. Even, it is also written, it's a worm. I am not a man, I am a worm. To have such an attitude, that's how he came as God to man. And so with what attitude do we come to people to tell them this gospel, to preach this gospel? And then we wonder why our speaking is not effective. We're speaking from our high horse, and the others are low below us. And that is not good. We need to learn this, and not just learn it by reading the word, but by seeing this vision. A heavenly vision. Yes. John saw such a high priest, he fell as a dead man, as dead. Everyone who has seen the same thing. You know, our flesh cannot handle such a vision. It's not possible. But whoever does not see this vision, they will become proud very quickly. And at the end, they think it's their work. And then they say, see what the works of my hand. And at the end, this work becomes their idol. Then they treasure the works of their hands and are not ready to let go. And then God will tell them, it is your work, not my work. Keep it. God is not going to argue with you and fight with you. You think it's your work? Yes, it is really your work. Then keep it. So we all need to learn this. And if we haven't learned this, then we will make the same mistakes 5 years later or earlier. Maybe we don't have that much time. May the Lord have mercy on us. And that which his eyes saw or have seen, he says, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Woe is me, because I have seen him. Remember what the Lord told Moses when Moses said, Lord, show me yourself. What did the Lord say to Moses? You will die. You cannot see my face and live. It is a grace to see him in this heavenly vision. Then the Lord asks in verse 8, after the seraphim who is responsible for the holiness of the Lord took this live coal, this glowing coal, and touched his mouth and told him, behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And even God cannot force anyone. He says, he's seeking and says, whom shall I send? You know, we people today and the people that I've seen in the last few years, we are very presumptuous. We think we have the authority, or I'm the elder, and I say, you go and you do this. And Muchang, please go do this. Go and preach the gospel. Or not. Who are we? What are we? Even the Almighty God, the Lord of hosts, he still needs to ask, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? We'll see what about Nigeria and the work.
Do you think they will ask permission from you?
Do you think they will ask permission from you? Please, may we come and help and Lagos. I don't think they will be like that.
We are coming next week. Please prepare.
Say, hey, we are coming next week.
Be
prepared and gather all the saints together.
The workers are coming.
The workers are coming. How about that?
The work.
My goodness. Brother Chu. Taiwan, is it like that? No? The great apostle came. He wasn't asked, but he came. The great apostle came and came, and everybody has to do everything, and he tells you what kind of work has to be done, and you have to do this, and he has to do that, and you go over there. But woe is you if you don't hear and listen. The saints are too nice. They accept everything, and they're all afraid of the breath of man. You will say, John, you're evil. You're bad. You're being mean. I'm not being mean, I'm telling the truth. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this so that we would all learn and not become like that. May we not become this way. Even the Almighty God has to ask, who shall go for us? Nobody wants to. And then what is he going to do? He's going to come and thunder and send a big loud thunder. And everyone is scared and go, okay, I'll go. Do you think that God will do that? No. If no one is ready, then he has to wait. We let him wait. Praise the Lord, at this time Isaiah could say, here am I, send me. Amen. This is the willingness in his heart. It's good to be willing. It's not simple. Don't think that Isaiah has nothing else to do. Oh, he just lost his job. It's difficult to find a new job, and just at this moment there's an opportunity for me to do something. And I'll be paid well. No, that's not how it is. That is not how it is. Here am I, send me. It's so wonderful to see this pure reaction, because he has heard the call of the Lord. Today many are sent without ever hearing the Lord, but they're sent by man. It's arranged by organizations, missions, and you're paid. Why not? Why not go to Africa? It's an adventure. Go. We should not do that. At the end, it's just chaos. We've seen a lot of chaos. And how many young people are destroyed by this, corrupted by this. It makes us heavy-hearted, and sometimes there are tears if you see the destruction of so many people. Yes, I said, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people. What is this people? A very, very obedient people. That would be nice. But say, tell them, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. For the heart of this people is dull and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, or hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed. Do you want to go to such a people, David? Really? 5,000 euro per month. Will you go? Will you go to such a people? It is not easy. It's really not easy. And I ask, how long, oh Lord? Then I said, Lord, how long? And he says, first he says, yes, send me. And then he hears this and he says, Lord, how long? How long, oh Lord? That means he is aware that it is not easy. He is also a man, you know? Isaiah. He's also a man. A normal man like we are. And he answered, until the cities are laid waste. Oh my, what a future! Oh Lord, it's not a nice picture. Do you want to do such a work? And at the end, there's only waste, desolation. We have other concepts. I have other concepts. When the Lord called me, when I was in the university and the Lord called me, as a young man, I thought, wow, now we're really going to fulfill God's purpose. We want to see the end of his purpose. I didn't ask at that time how long and what it's going to look like. If I had asked at that time, oh, I would have said, okay, whoa, let me think about it. It's hard. It's hard to answer. Sure, yeah, I'll go. It's not so easy. And that's how it is. But praise the Lord, because Isaiah had such a vision. He saw the living God. And if we don't have this vision, at the end we do nonsense or we give up. After we've seen so many problems, then of course we give up. That's the normal reaction of man. Why didn't you give up? You, Philip, just give up. It's hopeless. But praise the Lord, why? Why are you still standing and you want to continue? You, Marcus, and many of the saints here that are older, and the sisters that are faithful. You have seen something. Surely, otherwise you would not stand firm and continue on with the Lord. Until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitant, and the houses are without a man, and all the meeting halls will be empty.
Oh, dear.
I think we should just all go home. And the land is utterly desolate until the Lord has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. And yet a tenth will be in it. What does that mean? It says, even if a tenth will be in it. And even this tenth will return and be for consuming. That means at the end there is nothing. We need to be happy that there is still something. Myung-sung. Yes, praise the Lord for all the faithful ones. It is not easy. But as a terebinth tree, or as an oak, whose stump remains when it is cut down, so the holy seed shall be its stump. Praise the Lord. But a stump looks like nothing if you chop down an oak tree. If you saw the oak tree down and you just have the stump, it's, what is it for? Nothing. Stump. But the Lord can make something wonderful and glorious out of this stump. A holy seed. It's wonderful. That's why as we read Isaiah, we need to have such a deep impression that it will not be many, but it will be a stump that remains. There's only those who escaped, a very small remnant. Is it still worth it or not? Manu. Amen. Yes. Yeah, we all heard him. Yes. He said yes. Amen. Now even more so. I'm happy.
Hallelujah.
That's what we want to see in Europe. Not just here in Europe, but in Africa, in the whole earth, in Korea. Now is the time of the remnant, to gather the remnant by the working of the Spirit. Everywhere, praise the Lord. I'm encouraged. Even though there's much desolation. In spite of the desolation. praise the Lord for this calling of the Lord. And this is our commission. This is our commission. This is Isaiah's commission, and hopefully our commission today. Amen. Are you encouraged? Praise the Lord. Let's end here, or should we continue in chapter 7? You should get into the Word yourselves. You know, the Spirit is in each one of us. It is a good opportunity to really grasp the Lord through His Word. And as so what we have seen in Isaiah, we can pray to the Lord, Lord, let me really have the same vision that Isaiah had. And through the working of the Spirit in us, and not what was written here and what he saw is not just for himself, but it's so that today, through his word and through the Holy Spirit that indwells in us, we can also have the same vision and to understand it and experience it. That which Isaiah has seen will also become our vision through the Word and through the indwelling Spirit, the anointing in us, that will give us this revelation and the same revelation show us these things. Just in Hebrews, it says, the Lord who's sitting on the throne as the great high priest. Did you not see this? Or is this just a doctrine for you? Right? But if we just take it as a doctrine, then there's no effect. Praise the Lord. One brother asked, and it's a good question, this seraphim, why did they cover their face with two wings? What do you think? When do you cover your face? This is how you do it. Or not. When do you cover your face? When you are ashamed. And when you are ashamed, you do not want to show your face. And I want to tell you, before this, in front of this holy God, who dares to show his face? Only those who don't see God would think that they are so great and they will show their own face. He wants everyone to see their face. We all need to learn before God and before man to cover our face. I don't want people to see us, but to see Him. That is important. Then, for what is there beauty? What beauty is there in us that people should see in comparison to the glory of the Lord? If we want to have the glory of the Lord as a testimony, then people should not see us, but should see Him. Did not Paul say in Philippians chapter 1, he wants to magnify Christ? For even the Lord, when he was on this earth, he wanted to express God the Father and not himself. Why would we not want to learn this today? And that's what we need to see. And what Isaiah saw. And that is wonderful. A glorious vision. May the Lord show us this vision. Amen. Yeah, that the Lord would also have his testimony among us and be represented. We have really received so much grace and mercy from him. It's all positive. Everything serves for good for those who are called according to the purpose of God. Praise the Lord. Now we can have some fellowship. It's also not too much is also not too good. Just like when you eat. If you eat too much, you can only eat so much. So let us sing, let us pray. Let's continue to share. Amen.